The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 1004. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Or you could watch us on Twitch. I'm seeing all the comments. I love this thing. John is an American hero. John is the smartest, the nicest guy, the best. Okay. Twitch is great.
How are you an American hero?
Yeah, what did you do?
What are you talking about?
American hero.
I served our country, and my bit is played TF out.
Yeah. No.
And you're an American hero?
Well, soldiers can be bad people, too.
Oh, that's true. Okay? That's true.
All right? Yeah. And I think you're living proof of that.
I would have gone with some of the things that have happened in the news recently, but you're blaming AJ. Okay.
That's my fault. Okay. My bad.
So we haven't talked about it because I didn't want to really get involved. But you made an entire show out of Pat D. Stat, didn't you?
Yeah. I've never met him. I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't know him either. I've never met him. And when people ask, hey, are you guys going to talk about this? I was like, you know what? The dude is probably getting
people
his comeuppance.
People got mad at me for talking about it.
They did?
Yeah. They're like, you don't know all the details.
Wow.
And then I'll like pull up a newspaper article where, I mean, he pleaded guilty to having sex with 15-year-old girls when he was 29. But you need more?
What?
And then it's like, well, you can't change your life for the best. Well, you can, or you can change your name and try to pretend it never happened.
Well,
and then try to and take a job that like makes you a high profile person.
That's my thing.
It's dumb.
That's my thing. Is if you're going to do something like that, you've got to, you know,
you lie low.
That's it. You take an anonymous job where you change your name, probably not to Star.
Well, that's
you know Pat Star.
That way you can go. You knew my name was fake the whole time. Who's really named that?
Well, yeah, his name was Cologne, and now it's, you know, you change it to, I don't know, Roberts or something. Pat Roberts. Well, maybe not then.
Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson. No, because that would be too. You want to be Pat Smith,
okay,
where there are a billion of them, and no one can find you ever again. But to be like the Texans, who's he thought. I always had a little bit of an issue with Pat in that he thought his word was the final word on everything Texans. But, you know, he was knowledgeable and he broke it down and he worked hard and he did all those things. But to get into a public job, an occupation where you are in the public when you did what you did, it's going to come out. It's going to come. And then
out.
You don't. Then now he's got to start all over again because no one's going to employ him in this business.
Well, Well, you shouldn't say that because we talked to Jason Braddock. Jason Braddock found out about this like 2 years ago.
And told those
people
over there.
He went to the bosses at 790.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we know. And not only did they keep having him on as like a guest or a reporter, they gave him a night show. It's like, oh, yeah, we know he did that. But it's all right. We're still going to put him on the air. I mean, to me, that's crazy. So, I mean, there's some places who just don't seem to mind. Personally, like, I'm all for second chances.
Yeah.
There's some things that I have a hard time giving a second chance for. That's one of them. And I also don't like the idea that someone would, like, try to change their name or change their identity and just pretend that that never happened, like that was someone else who did that.
Yeah.
It just seems dirty to me.
I'm with you. I don't know. The dude... He can get a second chance. You know what? If he made a couple of mistakes, big mistakes, you know, and he's paying for them. But but don't get in the public eye.
Yeah, I'm looking to go pave roads
or
trim trees.
Right.
Something where nobody's like, hey, we need to run a background check on you. Or,
right.
Hey, aren't you that guy? No. You know when they never ask you that when you're paving roads?
Yeah.
Everybody's too worried about paving roads.
Everybody's
when you got 25,000 followers on Twitter, I'm not saying you're asking for it, but you're kind of asking for it.
Yeah. It's a bad situation. You do bad stuff like that, and guess what?
It haunts you for the rest of your life.
It haunts you. It does.
It
does.
It should.
Yeah. Now, I would separate. I don't know about pedo, because that's a 15-year-old girl. That's statutory. That's more statutory than it is. Like, pedo to me is 5, 6, 7, 8.
If she was 12, would you be okay with it?
No.
So 15.
If he was my daughter's teacher, I'd kill him. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
If it was my daughter, I'd kill him. But you can't say, 15 is closer to you know, acceptance, consensuous.
You mean legality.
Legal.
It's like 36 months from legal.
Yeah. Yes. As opposed to yes.
And even
no, if listen, were, it's wrong all the way around.
Even if she were 18, as long as she was at that school, it would still be illegal. Because the law says if you're a teacher, you can't have sex with a student at your school.
Where are you, like, where are you if it's your son?
I mean, yeah, I knew you, I heard you guys, Lance was telling me about you guys' discussion about
this. We've had this discussion.
And when I was in school, Miss Avery was her name.
Miss Rusey, she'd have come at me.
Miss Avery was the football trainer.
Yeah.
And I was pretty certain that I had a shot. And I shot my shot.
Shot down?
Shot down.
Yeah.
Because that's inappropriate.
Yeah. But you can try.
You
can try. They can't.
They can't try.
Right.
But also, she did the right thing. I didn't do anything wrong because I was a kid.
Yeah. You make bad decisions.
I make bad. I'm.
Right. It's like you're at that cocaine party. You made a bad decision. Works.
Yeah.
Right.
So I shoot my shot with the teacher, with Miss Avery. Now, Miss Avery, who's an adult.
Right.
Who has a matured brain, says.
Right.
I think she was just like, oh, you're a kid. I'm not. I don't want anything to do with you.
Well, there are some other ones, though.
She was a teacher 10. You know, she was like, no. No, thanks. I can get real men.
Right.
But, you know, if you're the adult, you have to be the responsible party. And if he were, say, like, if he were like 22, 21, he's some dumb knucklehead kid straight out of college, you can kind of, it's not ideal, but you can almost justify. 29 years old, and not just one 15-year-old girl, multiple.
Yeah. That's poor decision-making.
It's poor decision-making. Yeah.
No, I agree with that. I know. I agree wholeheartedly. I would have patted my son on the back, though. It's okay. Way to go, kid.
Just to be clear, your 15-year-old son, not a 29-year-old son. You mean the
15-year-old son. No, the 15-year-old son.
Yeah. Right. Right. But you wouldn't have patted 15-year-old Frankie on the back.
No, I would have been with the baseball coach. I would have put a bullet in the coach's head.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No. It's different.
Legally, it's not different, though.
Yeah, but it's different.
As a parent, you can say it's different.
Yeah.
But the parents of these two girls,
No.
Probably feel the way that you feel.
Yes, absolutely. And to see that guy out there and thriving in our industry,
yeah,
probably would have been some icing on that cake for me.
Not great.
Nope. Nope. All right, 10-12 ESPN 97.5 CW. I promise you, get in on the other side. He wants to talk about his Rockets. Rockets play tomorrow, 5:30.
How about the Rockets? John cares about the clock today.
Why? I always do.
Well, I mean, we did come back from a break at 10:05, so we didn't care that much.
I care about the clock all the time.
Okay,
all the time. All right, it's Dell who doesn't care about.
I've heard sometimes.
That. No, it's the other one in here. I don't know if you heard the guy sitting in that chair. He's getting his head examined. He doesn't. He can't hear me. I'm going to throw him under the bus, right? I want right now. You know what? HR might be. Laura Beavers might be calling me as we speak because HR and P. Who knows? If you've got HR problems, if you've got a problem like me, okay, you need HR. Well, guess what? HR and P is here for you. Do not try to handle HR by yourself because it a lot of times it is not good for your business. Actually, it is very, very bad for your business. So if you're looking for a company that's going to take care of that, that's going to take care of your payroll, that's going to take care of your all your PPP, all of your SBA loans, all of your unemployment, all of your – I'm telling you, the Affordable Care Act, if you are with a company that is not knowledgeable in the Affordable Care Act – you are possibly putting your business at risk for big fines and other things. And oh, by the way, how attentive are they? Because ours are very attentive. If you give them a call It's unbelievable the staff that they have over at HR&P. They will answer all of your questions. I got a line directly to HR&P, and I'm just an employee here, but I can ask them anything, and they help you out. They're unbelievable how good they are service-wise. And if your company isn't, then you need to go with ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station. ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Let's get CW in here. He's been waiting a couple of segments to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, CW?
Hey, guys, as usual, thank you guys for having me on. I wanted to chime in on the discussion you guys were having earlier. And I think the Rockets' style of play is a good discussion to have because they went small ball, and they have an advantage there, but I don't feel like they're using it to the best of their ability. They should be exhausting defenses with their speed and their quickness, but I just simply feel like they don't move without the ball enough. I mean, they have a predictable offense. You know, and teams can really strategize on how to really take James out the game and force other players to beat you. And I just don't feel like the Rockets' offense equips other guys to be more comfortable with the ball. And I feel like we're going to see that collapse as defenses have learned how to guard the Rockets in years past, and especially this year. What are your thoughts on that?
Listen, James, when James goes one-on-one and James does the dribbling through his legs and whatnot, I think it's the worst basketball ever. The Steven Catino ISO, this is the watch me stand here for 20 of the 24 seconds and dribble. I just think it's terrible. I'm with you. I would love to see more emotion in the offense. We don't have any say in it because Mike D'Antoni is the boss and so does Daryl Morey. But if you could eliminate that altogether, here's the deal, though, is their offense is predicated on them beating their guys one-on-one. Russ has got to, if Russ drives to the hole, he's got to have spot-up shooters, and that's where he hits guys. So if everybody is moving as opposed to that, you got guys, James can beat guys off the dribble, Russ can beat guys off the dribble, Eric Gordon can beat guys off the dribble, and that's what the offense is predicated on, not motion.
I mean, basically you're saying I wish they would be more like the Warriors.
Yes.
They're not. They don't have those people.
No.
You know, they can't move the ball around like that because they don't have the personnel to do it.
But the Rockets are, how much better are the Rockets that Russ went down from 14 threes to 3 a game?
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge.
That's huge. But to say that couldn't happen if Capella's not on the floor?
I know.
I don't understand
For whatever reason, Capella's a lane clogger? When? Why? Is he standing in the low post, give me the ball? No, he never does that. What he does is he follows James in, and he gets an alley-oop for a dunk.
Or he rebounds the bad three-point shots.
Yeah, he's actually someone. But it's not an extra guy standing on the three-point line to knock down a shot. So everybody has got to be able to stand on the three-point line, which means no, like you said, no rebounds. But it also means that you've got five guys or four guys plus Russ that can shoot threes, and not just three guys. So that's why Capella couldn't be here anymore. But to me, it's going to be that's why the whole offseason and all the next season is going to be the same crap because we're going to go back to this thing because Russ has been hurt.
Yeah,
going back to this and saying because
there are people who will think that the only thing that kept them from really reaching their potential was Russ was hurt.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's not true. If you're gonna believe, are you gonna take Daryl at his word? Daryl believes this is a championship team.
I don't take him at his word.
You don't.
No.
You don't think he believes that?
No. I think he believes this is the best roster he can put together.
Hmm.
Given the circumstances.
I don't know. I think he actually believes what he's saying.
Okay. Do you think he's believed it for the last 8 years?
Well, the 65 win team was actually good enough to win it.
Okay.
They were. They didn't. They were good enough to win it.
They were. They were, but they were also, they weren't as good as the Warriors.
No, because the Warriors beat
so,
them.
So it's one thing to say, I built a really great team.
Again, the built-in Chris Paul injury.
Right. Whereas the Warriors could also say, well, we lost the guy that was doing the best job defensively for our team two games before that.
True.
So we don't even see a game six if Andre Iguodala doesn't get hurt. I mean, and then it's a back and forth. Well, Andre Iguodala is obviously not as important as Chris Paul. Andre Iguodala is pretty important in that series.
Well, since he was a NBA Finals MVP, yeah.
He's all right. Yeah. I do think that there is always a an excuse that's pre-readied.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. I'm very. Listen, if Russ was there, I'd be a hell of a lot more excited about this. Plus, they got the Astros playoff schedule: 5:30, 2:30, 5:00, 3:00. It's funny. Have you broken down the schedule? Have you looked at the schedule yet? So all of the games, apparently, the Rocket. Here's Utah, Denver. Brooklyn, Toronto, Philadelphia, Boston, and Dallas and L.A.
That's all day action.
All day. And that is, those eight teams are in the same day every other day, while the other, Miami, Indiana, Oklahoma City, Houston, Orlando, Milwaukee, and Portland and L.A. are every other day, all on the same day.
Yeah, it's a souped-up version of the NCAA tournament that first weekend.
It basically is. However,
because I don't like when there's five games one night and one game the next night, and then four and then one. Give me some consistency.
It's kind of neat that they're now L.A. and Portland have every primetime game.
I mean, that's the most interesting. I mean, that's what people want to see. They want to see the biggest stars. They want to see.
Plus, they're West Coast, so they want to go the latest, right?
Yeah.
They want them to go the latest. They've got 8:00, 8:00, 7:30, 8:00. Well, the Rockets are at 2 and 3.
It's
but Houston, Oklahoma City has got more storylines than any series.
It's true, but it doesn't have the biggest star in the game, and Damian Lillard, who has been the star of the bubble. I mean, there's a lot more, and it's the Lakers. I mean, that's you can bitch if you were getting you know, bumped to 2:00 by Orlando, Milwaukee every night. But it is the Lakers. It's the biggest national brand of a basketball team in the league. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and Toronto got to feel good about themselves 1 year with Kawhi championship and the attention he brought. But they're the first team to make an appearance on NBA TV for the playoffs, because the first two days ESPN will have tomorrow or today, TNT will have tomorrow. Then 12:30. NBA TV, Brooklyn and Toronto. Right back to where you were before.
Yep.
It may be earlier in the day, but Toronto is NBA TV. That was the home broadcast for the playoffs for Toronto, NBA TV, and they're right back at it. In fact, in the first round of the playoffs, that's the only series that'll appear on NBA TV through Sunday. Only game scheduled on NBA TV is at Toronto, Brooklyn a couple times. Happens in game two for them and game four. Both at 12:30. Right where Toronto remembers they were.
Welcome to Astros playoff baseball, Toronto. That's what we've been living.
Hey, we're the defending champions.
Games
2 and 3 will be on NBA TV. 12:30 for the defending champs.
Hey, what were the Astros? The Astros didn't even get prime time after they won the World Series. The next year or the year after. I mean, come on. Welcome to our world, Toronto. You think I feel bad for you?
They're used to it.
Screw you.
They've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. No. 1025 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. I got to talk real quick about Champion Energy. Those are my peeps over there. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you want to spend less on your electric, I just paid my bill. It's nothing. And it's the middle of the summer. And I'm like, it was way, way, way worse. I've been with Champion, I don't know, 10 years or so, and it was way more expensive 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was, than it is right now. And that's ridiculous because nothing goes down except my electricity bill, thanks to Champion Energy. You're looking for the best way to save money every single month. Put it in your pocket, not in theirs. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, we lost Houston Media Critic. Damn it.
You did.
Well, I did. I lost him because of my stance on my son and my daughter.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well. I'm done listening permanently. AJ, John still works there? Oh, my God. People are such pussies.
I mean, John's under contract. I can't get rid of him. We're stuck with John.
Such.
You've looked into the language? Can't.
Oh, yeah. We checked.
Yeah.
Just now?
Yeah, I did during the break.
Just looked it up.
During the break.
God, it's just amazing. You hurt my feelings. Oh, I'm done listening permanently.
Well, we can't hear you anyway now. So.
I didn't say he's done listening permanently. So,
I would have thought anyone who was teetering with John would have made that decision long ago.
It does seem like that being the tipping point is a little bit odd.
Yeah.
That's like the least offensive thing I've heard from John.
Yeah, by the way, he's made that point before.
Yes.
That ain't new.
Plenty.
Well, you've got a lot of new listeners today because I'm in that, with my old shtick that's played TF out.
Right. This old shtick. That guy's not listening anymore anyway. Right?
No, he is. He says he's going to listen because you're here.
He's still. Well, thank you.
Yeah. See, that's a great thing.
We'll see.
Like, that's why you have two-man teams.
That's right.
You guys really make people conflicted because there's probably half of them who are done with John. Who love you half?
That's the half.
Done
the
with
goal.
You. That love John. Right. So they all have to stay because they can't miss with either. You have to stay.
How does John still have a job?
Is that what we wrote?
Child rape. Oh, stop.
Well, stop. I've asked why you have a job for other things like.
How did it work out for Mary Kay Letourneau?
They got married.
Other than the prison,
and isn't he dead? Didn't one of them?
She died.
Yeah,
she just died.
But they got married.
They got married. Yeah, I'm just teasing.
They made it
Houston
right.
Houston media critic. I'm just teasing. Good Lord.
I can't hear you. Your apology is wasted.
Me.
You're going to have to directly just tweet him.
Just. Oh, it's a joke. Fire John. I love. If Houston media critic got fired for anything, how unfair. But I love people who are ready to fire everybody. Anything that happens needs to get fired. Whatever.
Yeah, that meeting I'm going to have with AJ about you. Maybe I should wait on it then, because if every little thing can't get anyone fired.
Let's reschedule that for when he's gone. Yeah, let's wait till he's gone to his golf trip.
Yeah. Okay. Wait till I'm golfing. All right.
That way I can text John that he's fired, and he's like, I don't care. I'm on Diamond Head.
Where are you going? Or they don't even like you talking about where you're going to be. Is it one of those places?
Oh, no, that's not. No, okay. We're going to Diamond Creek, and then we're going to the Greenbrier.
Where the Texans have camp? Used to have camp?
The courses are unbelievable. And the resort, and there's a casino.
You ever played there before?
I've never been there. Ooh. Never been there.
Ooh.
Or Diamond Creek, which is in North Carolina. Flying there, and then we're flying over to West Virginia. So it's fun. That's good. All right. Here's some props. Prop bets. Kyler Murray passing and rushing yards. -5.5 versus Lamar Jackson's passing and rushing yards.
On the season?
On the season.
You know, part of me tends to, I'll probably go with Kyler Murray.
You would?
I think I would. Because I think that they're going to be in more games where they're down and he's chucking the ball around versus the Ravens, who I think are actually a good team.
Plus, he's got D-Hop now.
Yeah. Although Dez Bryant's working out for the Ravens right now.
Correct. He's got D-Hop now.
Oh, D-Hop a little better right now. All right. Yeah. I'll give you that.
D-Hop and Christian Kirk's having a good camp, apparently. And, you know, Larry Fitzgerald.
Now,
second year.
Yeah. If we factor in turnovers, could.
And Cliff.
Could get worse for.
Yeah, but it's not. Passing and rushing yards. Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson.
I think I won.
That's an interesting one. Michael Thomas receiving yards plus 126.5 over Alvin Kamara's rushing and receiving yards.
I'll take Michael Thomas. I think there's a good chance Alvin Kamara is not the real goods based on what we saw last year.
I guess I would take that too. Because, and first of all, I'm worried about him getting injured as opposed to Michael Thomas getting injured. Justin Tucker missed field goals minus 1.5 against the Ravens playoff wins.
I'll take Ravens playoff wins. Justin Tucker, maybe he might miss one field goal next year, maybe two.
Yes. Because that would be 2 or 3.5. Well,
how many field goals do you think Justin Tucker's gonna miss realistically?
One.
One or two.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't miss more than that. I think he's the best kicker that's ever played. I think he's that good.
So even if he doesn't miss any, the Ravens have to win two playoff games to win this bet.
No.
Oh,
it's minus one.
Minus 1.5. Yeah, I would take Ravens playoff wins. Plus, I think they're going to win this year. I think they will win a playoff game this year.
Yeah.
Bills wins plus 4.5 combined Giants and Jets wins. Versus combined Giants and Jets wins.
Okay, so Bills wins plus 4.5.
Let's say the Bills win 10. That's 14.5. Will the Jets?
Bills wins.
Jets and the Giants?
Yeah. Yeah. You can take those two Jets wins to the bank with you, and I think the Bills are better than the Giants. Now I'm getting plus 4.5. Yeah, I like that.
Christian McCaffrey.
I think the Bills might win the AFC East.
Yes.
I mean, I think they've got a legit roster.
Yes.
As long as Josh Allen doesn't completely implode, if he continues to improve, the Bills are a pretty good team. And they're well coached. I like that team.
Christian McCaffrey's yards from scrimmage minus 9.5. Over any other player's yards from scrimmage?
For the season?
Yeah.
I mean, the only smart bet is any other player. Because, I mean,
McCaffrey stays healthy all year. Well, I mean,
and he could, and if he does, you probably lose that bet. But there's the off chance that maybe Saquon Barkley's better than him this year. I mean, you never know. But also, when you factor in injuries or COVID or anything, like that, one guy is going to stay healthy and play 16 games seems unlikely to me. So I'd take the field.
Mitch Trubisky's wins against the NFC North plus 0.5. Versus Deshaun Watson's wins against the NFC North. Texans play the NFC North this year.
I think I'd have to take Watson because I don't think Trubisky's going to start all year.
I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah.
Foles always gets hurt, though.
It's true. But
I might have to take Trubisky.
Of those six chances he's got, how many is he actually going to win?
Yeah, that's right. It's 6 versus 4.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got plus 0.5, though, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
I think, okay, will Deshaun beat Green Bay? Will he beat the Bears? He goes to Detroit. Where's Detroit here? I forget.
I don't know. The one thing that can ruin it, though, is if...
Vikings are here.
If the Bears beat the Texans straight up, the bet's lost. I don't see that happening. But if Trubisky plays the Texans and beats the Texans, it's almost impossible to win that bet.
Yes.
So,
right. Well, it's the Bears. If Trubisky's starting,
yeah.
But if Trubisky's not starting,
right. I lean Texans on that one. I lean Deshaun because I don't think Trubisky starts all six of those games. And I would say, I mean, unless an injury happens, Deshaun is going to start all four games against the NFC North.
Yes.
So I'd lean I'd lean Deshaun.
I would lean Deshaun too, but that Foles injury that to me is a problem. That's a problem. Joe Burrow wins -4.5 versus Andy Dalton passing touchdowns. So Joe Burrow has to win 5 games. I'm taking Andy Dalton.
I'll take Andy Dalton.
Andy
too.
Dalton.
Because who knows if he'll win. He might not win 5 games.
No.
And Andy Dalton could win that without throwing a touchdown.
Nick Chubb rushing yards -199.5 versus Dalvin Cook's rushing yards.
Ooh, I'll take Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, me too.
That seems healthy, playing for a contract. I like Dalvin Cook.
Why is Nick Chubb giving 200 yards to Dalvin Cook?
I don't know. Probably based on last year. And Dalvin Cook is oft injured.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb was near 1,500 yards last year.
And yeah, but what did Dalvin Cook run for?
I think he was closer to 1,100 or so. I don't think he gets the type of touches. They like to, you know, kind of stretch out his carries because he's not a guy who is durable.
He hadn't been staying healthy.
Wow. Yeah, he had over 1,100 yards.
So how many games?
I know it's the most games played all year. All career, 14. He played 14.
I ain't laying 199.5 yards, though. No way.
Because I don't know if Nick Chubb repeats what he did last year.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook on 250 attempts, that was 1,100 yards. Nick Chubb had about 48 more carries and got to 1,400. Almost 1,500 yards.
In large part because you got to get Odell the ball this year.
And Landry.
And Landry.
And your tight end. And
you have Kareem Hunt there.
Yeah, that's the other. Well, that's true.
Who could dig into some of those carries after a full offseason. I mean, Kareem Hunt is he's still a pretty good player. The Vikings, on the other hand, you know, they're behind Dalvin Cook. It's questionable.
Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb receiving yards +279.5 versus Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Rob Gronkowski receiving yards.
I'll take the Cowboys. Cowboys plus. I'm one of the people that's not sold on Tampa's suddenly going to be this juggernaut offense because they've got a bunch of down the field guys and they don't have a down the field quarterback now.
They don't, but I think Bruce, I think those two minds together, I think Bruce is going to realize that we can't throw the ball. We're not going to be throwing the ball down.
What's the point of having Chris Godwin and Mike Evans if you can't throw the ball deep?
Right. It's not like he can't throw the ball deep. It's just that
we haven't seen it in a while.
Well, he was throwing to Gronk just a couple of years ago. Not last year. Last year was bad. But again, they didn't have anybody.
Right. But do you think this is going to be a rejuvenation? With age? I don't. Yeah. I think we're starting to see the decline.
I think he's going to be.
I think he'll be better than last year because he's got better weapons.
He's got a lot better weapons.
He's not going to return. I don't think you're going to see like a considerable return to form for him.
I don't know. I wouldn't bet against Brady, man. I'm gonna take them.
Dak's trying to get that money.
He's trying to get that money, but I'm gonna take them. I'm gonna take those guys. Matthew Stafford over under 4,349 passing yards.
I'll take over because Matthew Stafford feels like over every year. I mean, he's a bunch of empty, nothing yards.
Yep.
I will say all of these. Anytime it's over this number, my first instinct is gonna be under. Because if COVID happens, let's say they shorten the season by a game or two, what happens? Do they refund you? I doubt it. So they're just going to say, well, the Lions only played 14 this year. We go by winning percentage.
Right.
I would not be wanting to bet a lot of money on the overs in future markets.
Well, I think that those bets are off then. If you don't play 16, it's got to be based on a 16 game.
Yeah, you need to make sure.
It's got to be based on.
You need 16. To make sure
they're certainly not going to pay you on unders.
Nope.
No. DeAndre Hopkins receiving yards +275.5 with versus Randall Cobb and Brandon Cooks receiving yards.
I'll take DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm going to take the Cobb and Cooks.
Okay. Well, I mean, if somebody bumps into Brandon Cooks, he's done for the season. And Cobb, he's going to break. Yeah, I'm not trusting those guys to stay healthy. No way.
Plus D-Hop gets 275. How much will he get this year? 1,100 yards, D-Hop?
Well,
That'll be 13. So we're going to need about 600 and 700 out of Cooks
and
Cobb.
Will he be the main focus in Arizona like he was here?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's. I mean, he's one of the best
certainly
receivers in the league.
I'm trying to think. Cliff's offense as a whole, was it one guy specific overall, or was it simply we're going to find a matchup and spread you out and go to the open guy? I didn't watch a lot of Cardinals football last year. I don't remember who even their leading pass catcher was.
It's probably Larry Fitzgerald.
Probably.
Yeah. It always is.
Yeah. And he's going to be a go-to guy.
And is D-Hop going to be a big slot guy? Or are they going to – and they have fast little guys, but they play Larry Fitzgerald in the slot quite a bit because he was just a bigger,
he'll be in the
bigger
slot.
Tougher matchup for guys.
Kirk will be in the slot too. I mean, D-Hop's being outside. He's going to be outside. Kelce receiving yards minus 69.5 against Kittle receiving yards.
I'll take Kelce.
I'll take Kelce because of Mahomes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Although Jimmy's going to check down Jimmy's going.
Yeah.
He's going to be hitting it, especially in the Shanahan offense. He's going to be hitting his tight end a lot. All right. We're going to have News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. That's my guy over there. You know. Oh, my goodness.
I got one outside my house. And I'm so glad that we got it put up before the pandemic hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're out there every day hooping it up.
That's awesome.
Every day.
That is awesome. And that's happening right now everywhere in this city. I'm telling you, people, if you're looking for the best goal, it's not even arguable. This thing is the best. And you can tell a hoops goal right away. It actually adds to the curb appeal of your home as opposed to these other ones that are just crappy and in no time they're going to rust. Unrustable stanchion, the tempered glass backboard, the breakaway rim. I don't know why they call it breakaway rim because it never breaks. And you know what? Everything is guaranteed. Plus all the stenciling and the lights and the net to block the ball from going to the street. All the accessories that you could possibly want. If you're looking for the best goal, it's not arguable, but AJ's got one. I had one when we had the house. The kids loved it. You will love it too. Go to ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Apparently, in Okinawa, they have a problem. People sleeping in the middle of the street. They have over 7,000.
Got that problem here in Houston.
In the middle of the street, sleeping.
Oh, they have that in Austin sometimes on 6th Street. When I lived there, that happened.
So now, apparently in Austin, you can just live in it wherever you want.
I think so.
You just put a tent somewhere and it's your house.
I think so.
And they can't kick you out.
Right.
Even if it's in the middle of the street. Here's a picture. Here's a guy just laying in the middle of the street.
They do say the street concrete is softer than the sidewalk concrete. So people are trying to get a good night's sleep. Middle of the street's better than
the sidewalk.
I don't
know, the whole car thing.
Oh, well, if you run over somebody, people can actually walk over you. John.
It's hard to... Well, you're dead. So what are you going to get?
That's true.
Over 7,000 cases have been recorded in 2019 alone.
Of people getting run over?
There's a rash. It's worse than COVID. Apparently.
You got to get rid of these potholes.
In Long Lake, they're having a real problem.
Long Lake, where's that?
Long Lake.
You better hope it's not. That's. I think that's the town you stay in where the Greenbrier is. The Greenbrier is in Long Lake, West Virginia.
I don't think it is. But everybody's pooping in their lake.
Oh, no.
You don't mind because you get washed right away. So you're okay with it.
Yeah.
If you can wash off right away.
That's good.
But they're asking, can you please, please not poop in the lake?
Please.
A woman in North Carolina is suing. She's blocking the North Carolina Confederate statue removal, claiming civil rights violation.
Isn't it ironic?
There's some irony to that, isn't there?
In the words of the great Canadian poet Alanis Morissette, isn't it ironic, don't you think?
What rights are being violated?
her civil rights yeah. to look at the Confederate soldier.
Huh. Well, I guess if we love honoring traitors, let's go right ahead and keep the statue up. I mean, that's what we do here in this country.
We do honor. We honor traitors.
Let's honor traitors.
A Chicago man has been arrested. He allegedly live streamed an ATM theft.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
He did it for the gram?
Chicago police are thanking the public for their help in identifying a suspect accused of live streaming his actions as he allegedly tried to break into an ATM Monday morning.
Did he have like, was he holding his phone while he broke, or did he have like a GoPro?
It was a, no, it was a.
Because it would be tough to do if you
didn't. I guess it was a, I don't know why. He was live streaming it himself.
Boy, that's uncomfortable. There's a lot of people walking around there.
I know, and you're trying to steal an ATM. It seems like there's too many people. Although it is a riot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was a riot?
Oh, Chicago's the riots you didn't see last weekend?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, it was terrible. It was, yeah.
They took down
Michigan Avenue, which is like 6th Fifth Avenue in New York.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think this is the playbook that our president's going to use. The Belarus president says, until you kill me, there will be no new elections. I have a feeling that's the kind of tact we might have here.
Well, before we get there, we'll just defund the post office before we get to the point where
you got to kill me first.
Well, maybe I'll win when I disrupt the post office.
Well, we're going to defund the post office because we don't want any elections through the mail.
Correct.
Right.
Or we can delay your mail-in voting.
Right.
So I can contest.
What happens to my mail
everything.
That's being sent currently?
Well, ask a veteran. Veterans are getting, like, that's a big story. Like, veterans, the medicine they have that they get to cope with with injuries are coming weeks late because of mail. So that is something to contend with. And normal letters, some MSNBC guy, whatever his name was, I think it was Lawrence O'Donnell or something. He said last year he first class mail, he mailed it on July 28th. And then it got there August 1st. He did the same thing this year, got there August 15th.
Hmm.
Those are the delays people are seeing.
Wow. For their medicine, too. That's not a good thing. I don't think that's a great thing. I don't know.
No.
That's just me. So apparently North Koreans are ordered to hand over decadent and bourgeois pet dogs for restaurant meat as the country is rocked by food shortages.
Yeah, you're no longer allowed to own a dog in North Korea because if you have a nice dog, you got to hand it over for meat.
Isn't that right out of South Park?
If you have,
yeah, it's right out of South Park.
So Kim Jong-un, did he watch it? And
I don't know. I just know that that particular story. If you told me they got the idea from South Park, I would have believed them.
Are they the new Simpsons? They predict the future.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if they predicted this, but the whole North Koreans are eating dogs and you have to turn them over is something South Park would have done. And if you told me that was a episode from South Park, okay. Actually, it's real life. It's a real thing.
Hmm.
And even if you have like a raggedy old dog, you still have to put it down.
You do?
Yeah, that's... Owning pets is a sign of Western decadence that's just not – doesn't make sense in North Korea anymore.
If your neighbor is starving, there's no point.
Why do you get to keep that nice meat?
Well, right.
Hmm.
Yeah, that golden retriever can be cut up four or five ways. Steaks, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Now, what about a little shih tzu? No, but he can't eat that. What's that? Those dog wings?
That's ground beef.
No, it's not enough beef, not enough meat. It's got to be probably little wings.
How many burgers? Two?
You can't make two burgers out of a shih tzu.
Yeah, there's not a lot of meat.
Not a lot.
There's not. No, that's just a wing.
But you do got to feed it. So.
I don't know if the term shih tzu wings is something I expected today.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Yeah.
maybe you should take a couple days off. We can discuss your fate here, John.
An Australian casino.
That's the kind of joke that'll get him. Not the one about his kid high fiving. No. That's shih tzu wings.
An Australian casino was fined $64,000. They let a 12-year-old gamble. Is that a problem? This is a problem for some reason. Why can't 12-year-olds? 12-year-olds are people, too.
Did they win? Did the 12-year-old win?
Apparently, the mom let the daughter in, got through security by letting her in an exit door to evade security. And once inside, the child proceeded to place 21 bets on several poker machines over a period of 17 minutes. Why is this a problem? If mom and dad want the kid might be good at poker. Kid's good at poker?
It's a wizard.
What the bleep?
Yeah.
Hey, why are you keeping my kid from playing? Kid's good. What, are you afraid? Kid's going to beat you?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
gotta
go.
Practice.
Yeah.
Bring her ass to Prime Social.
What was
play
the,
there?
Let's see. I'll see. I'll take on that little 12-year-old girl. Let's go. Bring her over.
All right, John D. Statt.
I didn't say take her on that way.
Oh.
Huh? That's terrible. Lonzo Ball has said his injuries with the Lakers due to
what?
Better big baller brand shoes.
Oh.
How's that going to go for sales?
No one's buying those shoes now.
$500, they fell apart. You run down the court and they would fall apart.
Your biggest endorser blames them for injuries.
Yeah. Your son.
It's like, I'm not wearing these things anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you think that relationship is right now?
It can't be good.
Yeah, and you knew eventually it was going to go downhill.
Yeah.
It's one thing when dad's, you know, he's paying for everything and, you know, he's basically parading you around like meat. You're like, he's a pageant dad. Once you get millions, you ain't got to put up with that anymore. And we knew it was going to go downhill.
Yeah. And we're probably, less than a month, a couple months away from him being in the spotlight again when Melo gets drafted.
Yes. Oh, God. Man, it's been so good to not have him. Well, ESPN said no more after he said something to Molly, right? Yeah, he said something off color to Molly, and ESPN said no more. And ESPN was his main, that was his stage.
Well, they were putting him on nonstop. Yeah.
Hey, I got to talk about my man Scott McGrath over at McGrath Pest Control. When we had the house, we always used him. And Scott McGrath was excellent, excellent, excellent. And he's excellent once again, and we're going to be using him again when we get the new house. And I got to tell you, if you're looking for somebody that is so, so good, I have a buddy who had a bar, and he had a roach problem, and nobody could solve the roach problem until Scott McGrath came in and said, watch this. And he didn't have a roach problem anymore, and it's all because of Scott McGrath. So, listen, if you want the guy, I think he's the best, and you will too. They kill termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. They can install exclusions and keep rodents out too. They got the mosquito murdering system. The rainy season is here, and you got mosquitoes out the wazoo. Well, not if you got the mosquito murdering system. Scott McGrath and McGrath Pest Control are excellent. Go to McGrathPestControl.com and see for yourself. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240. AJ, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Lance will be back tomorrow. We're going to take Wednesday and Thursday off, and then Lance will be here on Friday as well. Y'all have a great day. The Press Box is next. Don't go anywhere.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.